How do you approach the patient with stage 3 disease, and what are some of the clinical research strategies that you think are going to be fruitful in the next few years?
Stage 3 disease is by far the most difficult subset of lung cancer to be dogmatic about. There is data to support virtually any position in treating stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. The way I like to think about it is I think we actually have gotten great clarity, at least I've gotten great clarity from the intergroup study. This is the study by Kathy Albane, intergroup 0139, that compared topoisomerase platinum radiation followed either by surgery or by more radiation, looking specifically at the role of surgery in N2 disease. A small study, underpowered in a way to show the kind of magnitude of benefit one would have expected to see. However, it's the best we have. And if you look at the arm that got surgery in that group, for the patients who did not get a pneumonectomy, it seemed that there really was benefit to the surgical approach. Pneumonectomy after chemoradiotherapy is a real problem. So in patients who I believe we don't need to do a pneumonectomy on, I think chemoradiotherapy followed by surgery, followed by more chemotherapy is the best approach in that subset of N2. Because I don't think radiation therapy is going to cure and sterilize the primary tumor in the majority of patients. I think that most of our doses of radiation are inadequate to cure tumors that are 4 and 5 centimeters in size. I think if you get to doses around 80 gray, 85 gray, that might change. But very practically, for large tumors, it's impossible to get to doses that are that high. For patients who might need a pneumonectomy, though, or who have N3 disease, I think concurrent chemoradiotherapy is the way to go. So N2 disease, surgery less than a pneumonectomy, chemo-rads followed by surgery. N3 disease, or you need a pneumonectomy, chemo-rads.
Do you approach it any differently if it's a left or right-sided lesion in terms of requiring pneumonectomy, since we've seen, it seems like, greater mortality with right-sided lesions?
Right-sided lesions are clearly more dangerous, and could you get by with a left pneumonectomy? Probably could. But again, a little bit better outcome. I think your point is correct that right-sided pneumonectomies are real concerns.